But those days,
I got a job at the post office. Long story. Boy, it's a long but an interesting story. We got to the place. We were down to $7. This was great. We were down to $7 after the bicycle trip. You know, that cost us some money. We came home. We down to $7 after we bought a $260 car. I remember her dad took me to a car lot, and basically it was, what's the cheapest piece of crap you have on this lot? And that would have been a 1875 Gremlin. I think it was an 1875 Gremlin.
Yeah, right.
That I got, full of rust, hardly had a floor. They were going to give it to me for $260. So I bit the bullet, gave them $260, somehow got home with that thing. And that gave us $7 to spare. So that's all we had. So it was interesting to live this way. I was thrilled. I thought this was great. But anyway, Melody called her old job. She worked at an insurance company before we got married, and she called and she got her old job back. It was great. She hadn't been there for like 2 years, but they, of course, everybody loves Melody. Everybody loves Melody.
Duh.
So they were falling over themselves. When can we get you back? So she went back in the nick of time. In the meantime, what did I do? Oh, yeah, I worked for her grandfather at a farm. This is really hilarious. My dad couldn't believe it. You're working at a farm. You have to understand this. I'm not a friend of the soil. The soil doesn't like me either. I grew up in the suburbs. I like to sit around all summer when I was a kid and read books in front of my fan. A farmer, I am not. There I was driving this tractor around, this Ford tractor with 24 gears. No, 36 gears. And I'm pulling this grain wagon, and Melody's grandpa is shooting corn into my wagon there, and I pull in and I transfer it to this bin, run it through an auger. They used to call me the auger clogger because a couple times I forgot to dry the corn. You see, you throw the corn in this bin, you turn on the dryer, it dries for 10 hours or 10 days, I don't know what it was, and then you run it over into the storage bin when it's dry, you see. If you run it over when it's wet, you clog the auger.
Duh.
I was the auger clogger. A couple times my father-in-law and his dad had to climb up and unclog the auger.
Sweet.
Accomplished by yours truly. So I made a couple $100 there while my wife had the good job. But before I had left for the bicycle trip, I had taken the postal exam. Well, being a smart individual, I got 100% on it. I did well. So I ended up working for the post office. So we lived a mild and quiet life. We had our children. We homeschooled them. We gradually, you know, fixed up this farmhouse a little bit at a time. And we had a wonderful life. And then, of course, came 1993. And I wanted to spend more time with my family. There again is my ultimate motivation, to spend more time with my family, more time with God, more time with Melody, have time to contemplate. Here's a great verse. There's a great verse in Proverbs about meditating on His Word. No, wait a minute. It's in the Psalms. I think this is what this bookmark means here. Is that what Oh, yeah. I got this bookmark here in Psalms, and that's what it is. Chapter 77, verse 12. Thus I soliloquize on all your deeds. Well, I don't ever remember soliloquizing on God's, but I did do the second part. And on all your activity, let me meditate. Few people really take time to meditate because they're too busy. And I was that way at the post office. I was working 6-7 days a week. I was making fabulous money, but that wasn't what I wanted to do. I wanted to study God's Word. I saw this really lack of solid teaching. Of course, by that time, I believed in the salvation of all and the sovereignty of God. I saw God graciously granted me to see truths, vital truths in the Scripture. And I another long story, I learned how to write pretty decently. I had sold some articles to some major newspapers in the country, and other parts of the country even bought some of my stuff. I thought it was so amazing. I was writing about my kids and my family, and they're buying it in Chicago. I mean, that was amazing to me. I wanted to write about God and study about Him. Here was the prime of my life, and I wanted to make it count. I didn't want to spend the prime of my life putting these same letters in the same holes. After 9 years at the post office, I had my job down pat, and I was looking down the tunnel of 20 more years of the same, and I couldn't stand that. I just didn't want to have a job. I didn't want to have security. What I wanted to do was pursue God. I wanted to meditate on His ways, to study, to show myself approved. And I looked in the world and I saw this huge void, vacancy. Nobody was doing this really the way I wanted to do it. I wanted to employ satire and humor in cartoons, and I thought that it could be, that this truth could be put out in a better way to attract more people to it. This, my need, fit into this need perfectly, and so with great fear and trembling, and that's a long story in itself, I quit the post office, and God honored it because, remember, I had not much money saved back. I had some because somebody had talked me into doing this government matching thing where you put in 5% of your paycheck, the government matched it. Thank God somebody talked me into that, because that gave me a little bit of a nest egg that I took out early, took a big hit on it tax-wise. So what? I had some money to start my wild and crazy adventure. But it was wild and crazy to most people, but some people didn't know that my motive was to lead a mild and quiet life. And I spent time with my family. You'll never regret spending time with your family, no matter what you have to do, how much money you have to give up. If your goal is to spend time with your family, to spend time knowing more about God and knowing more about yourself, you cannot go wrong. It's money, I don't really... Money is necessary, but God controls that, and it's absolutely not worth doing anything with the motive for money. I found this out. I myself have fallen into snares and traps, even over the last 5 years, trying to sell books to a major New York markets and thinking that I'm tired of suffering evil with the evangel. It's hard work. It's sometimes not very monetarily rewarding, although I will say God has made sure that we've gotten through. God somehow gets us through. It has never been an extremely comfortable walk. I can't say that it's been plush. I can't complain at all. I cannot complain. It's been a humiliating walk, but that's what I need. I need to be humiliated. God has given me disappointments as I chased the rainbow in New York City. I've fallen in snares and traps trying to get comfortable financially. That doesn't seem to be God's way for my life. And so devoutness with contentment is great capital. We've fallen into some traps trying to get the house fixed up. That's not where it's at. I got a verse for you in Proverbs 17. This is for everybody out there. Better is a dried up morsel with ease. But let me start again. Better is a dried up morsel when ease is with it than a house full of feasting with contention. You want to get things that you think you want, and you want a house full of feastings, and you know, when it's when contention comes with it, as often it does, then it's not worth it, because you're not home, you're struggling to make ends meet because you got yourself in a big hole, you got yourself in debt because of things that you think you wanted, and it just makes contention because you're under stress and you don't have margin in your life. You're running metal against the metal, and it's better to have a dried up morsel with ease. And I think ease here is talking about peace, ease of mind, ease of spirit, time to commune with God, commune with yourself, and commune with your family. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? That's where I started. I may have left some ends undone, but I don't really care. I can't do anything about it now, can I? I've just been talking here with you, and that's all I'm capable of at the moment. This has been Martin Zender, and God bless you.